So a meditation for deep rest, using very gently the Anapanasati sequence, the first three tetrads of the mindfulness of breathing sequence. The encouragement is to be in a reclining posture, lying down on the back or your side, or the belly, if that's most comfortable. If you're sitting up, which is great, of course, always welcome. Really go for comfort. But whatever posture we're in, it's helpful for the spine to be straight. So if you're sitting up, it's not so helpful to be slumped back on a couch or into the wall. Or in any posture that rounds the low back backwards and collapses the belly, restricting the breath. It's also not that helpful to have your head high up on a pillow or slumped such that the neck is constricted. Again, we want a free flow of breath. So we'll settle in, opening the ear, resting deeply. The heart of this practice is to relax in stages as fully as we can, using the breath as a support for relaxing deeply. Begin by feeling the body in its posture, lying down, resting on the earth, breathing. The body doesn't need to engage any intentional movement to be alive and breathe. Being alive, we breathe. And so you can feel the breath rising and falling through the body. And there's the basic knowing when the breath is coming in and going out. Knowing when the breath is long and when the breath is short. You can go right away to a natural, released breath. Or if there's any stuck energy at the beginning of the meditation, you might breathe deeply into that place or into the whole body. And clearing, releasing whatever feels stuck. Do this as much as needed, anytime. Letting the full breath wash into the tissues and the organs of the body. And the out-breath release. As we rest into being fully here with the resting body, that means we will encounter the tensions, the leftover engagement in the muscles, the patterns of contraction that bind and twist in the body. As you settle and these become more visible, palpable, let the breath meet them with kindness and the encouragement to release. Feel the constriction, the tension, directly, just as sensation, feeling, contacting, holding in kindness. For all this body goes through. Encouraging release, breathing through. Connect with the body. Feel the impulses and constrictions that shape the body. And as much as we can, letting them go. That's the third and fourth steps. Feeling the bodily formation and stilling the bodily formation. Breathing with the whole body. The breath flows into the whole body. Step three, full body, and then stilling the bodily formation. That just means letting impulses pass by without needing to act on them, and letting constrictions melt away in the presence of the breath and the heart. If the mind wanders, bring it back to the body, without force or blame or judgment. Connect with how good it feels to be resting with the body. If you are getting sleepy, breathe a little more deeply to stay on this side of the veil through which mindfulness is lost. Relax as deeply as we can, staying alert enough. Feel the pleasure of being present and the pleasure in the breathing body. Come out of the stories in the mind and feel the pleasure of the body resting into itself, into the earth, into this moment. Step five is rapture, and step six is happiness. However we can touch it. Gentle ease. The relief of slowing down. Not needing to do so much for a few moments. Connect with ease and pleasure, even just the gentle lessening of discomfort, anywhere you can find it, and encourage pleasure to deepen. Encourage ourselves to learn how to enjoy just being. As we do this, the patterns, not just in the musculature, but in the mind and the heart, begin to also be more visible. We see how the mind wanders away to charged, compelling thought wanders toward fantasy, away from boredom, wanders into worry, wanders toward complaint, or just how our mood doesn't so easily rest into simple ease, but wants to figure it out or do more or complain. We sense the mental formations, the citta sankhara, and then we allow those to calm, steps 7 and 8. Experiencing the citta sankhara, calming the citta sankhara. A thought starts to bubble up, let it go. No need. Let the whole body sink further into the earth. Thoughts can be like the frogs singing in the rainy night, or songbirds in the morning, or the call of distant geese. You don't need to go on migration with them. Letting it go. Settling into samadhi is to let go of the preoccupations of the body, the kaya sankhara, to let go of the preoccupations of the mind and heart, the citta sankhara. The great Zen master Ehei Dogen said, "Zazen is to drop away body and mind." Same. Let it rest, and then let it rest more. And then coming into the third tetrad, step 9, in the simplest way, the step is experiencing the citta, the heart-mind. Just being with the space of the heart, the knowing that's here. Deeper than or beyond or encompassing the various contractions, far vaster than any of the formations of the body or mind, is this deep, simple knowing, experiencing the knower, the citta. Whatever you think it is, it's subtler than that. Don't think about it or look for it as much as feel for how it's already here. It's the space in which all of your knowing unfolds. And then step 10, the beautiful, gladdening the citta, delighting in the citta, uplifting the heart. So we loop again back around to pleasure, to ease. Delight in the body resting, delight in the mind resting, delight in the space of knowing that encompasses both. Nothing to do but maintain the thread of presence, not falling into dullness or restlessness. Feel for a stillness and silence that is the deepest you have available to you right now. This is the path toward step 11, samadhi. Rest the chitta in samadhi. Don't worry whether what you're in you would call samadhi or not. Connect with the deepest stillness, silence, and rest, and release that's available to you, given all the conditions in this moment. And finally, if you need to do anything other than this, which you don't really, there's this step, which is maybe the gentlest intention or slight shaping of the samadhi in the direction of further letting go. And it is liberating the heart. See what that means for you in this moment as we rest in the earth, on the earth, of the earth. Our body's made of earth and water. Warmed by fire, mobilized by wind. But made of space throughout. The heart can relax so fully. That for a moment, or a few, or as long as samadhi holds you, the heart can be free from its habitual patterns. And grasping. And hatred, fear, of confusion, delusion, non-wisdom. Resting. Breathing. You can run through the tetrads as a very short checklist any time in meditation. Feel the body. Let go of anything you can that's held in the body. Feel the mind. Let go of anything you can that's held in the mind. Feel the heart and the deep knowing that is presence, and let it be free, unbound, nourished by the pleasure of presence, and the brightness of breath energy. And rest. Even more simply, breath. Body. Let go. Ease. Mind, let go. The heart, steady, let go. We'll rest with the steady, released heart for a few minutes in silence. Rest at any point in the sequence that holds you the best. Come back again and again to letting go. And if you drift away, no worries. I'll start singing in a bit to bring us back. We'll close the meditation and open the year with a short bit of the evening puja. You can just let the chant wash over you, mingle with the sensations of presence and the heart. Arahaṃ sammā sambuddho bhagavā buddhaṃ bhagavantaṃ abhivādami svakkhadaṃ bhagavata dhammo dhammaṃ namasāmi Supatipanno bhagavato savaka sangho sangham namami. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Iti pi so bhagavarahaṃ sammā sambuddho vijja charana sampanno sugato lokavidu anuttaro purisa dhamma sarati sata deva manusanam buddho bhagavati svakkhato Bhagavata dhammo sanditiko akaliko ehi pasiko opanahiko pachatangve dittabhu vinyu iti supatipanno bhagavato savaka sangho ujupatipanno bhagavato savaka sangho nyayapatipanno bhagavato savaka sangho sammichipatipanno bhagavato savaka sangho yadidam chatari purisa yugani yata purisa pugala esa bhagavato savaka sangho Ahuneyo, pahuneyo, dakineyo, anjali karaniyo, anutaram, punyaketam loka sati. The five recollections. I am of the nature to age, I have not gone beyond aging. I am of the nature to sicken. I have not gone beyond sickness. I am of the nature to die. I have not gone beyond dying. All that is mine, beloved and pleasing, will become otherwise, will be separated from me. I am the owner of my actions, heir to my actions, born of my actions, related to my actions, abide supported by my actions. Whatever action I do, for good or for ill, of that I will be the heir.